our intention would be to just, you know, if they would take that, would be to rebuild this office, just basically, you know, on the other side of the well house, integrate the well house into the new building, and that way there'd be nothing on the corner anywhere, and then our entire safety issue would be totally, you know, dealt with and gone. But that's, I mean, that's where I stand right now. I can't say for sure what the state's decision is.
Take it back to the map, please.
Okay. Want to zoom out a little bit? Do you want to zoom out just to... Probably should have put one between here and here.
You know where that's at.
I'm about right in between the Holiday Hills Golf Course entrance and Kirbyville Schools. About midway in there is right where I'm at.
Isn't that where the airplane sign shop is?
Yeah, Airline Graphics.
Yes.
That's actually the company that took my uncle's, that bought that property next door.
Yeah, they're right here.
Yeah, that's him right there.
That little building in the upper right corner used to be the old rental center.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, right across the street. I think it's a church. They might be having a church or something there right now. I'm not sure.
That is a bad place.
It is. And that building is an issue. And, you know, that's why I've really been pushing hard on trying to get somebody to work with me on that.
So is currently that zone residential? Is that...
It's actually zoned commercial. The entire property, well, that's kind of what we had ran into. It was originally zoned for our apple butter distribution and a hair salon. That was years ago. My uncle, he's, you know, since they sold that, you know, side of the property, obviously, haven't used any of the zoning. You know, we haven't done anything. He's living back in Mount Vernon, and I've been helping him landlord the house, and that's how we kind of ran it, you know, got into this entire thing here a few months ago.
Yeah, exactly what he said. There's a Division 3 permit. I don't remember the year, but it was. This was essentially one property, correct?
Yes.
At that time, since that time, they've subdivided it basically.
So would that lot on the corner still be zoned commercial?
My thought was really no. I mean, it had been used residentially for a number of years anyway. My thought really was to approach this one as a special use permit, since it would be multiple, kind of a combined use.
My only concern with this is going to be safety. Not so much because you're planning on fencing off the access to Highway 76, but Valley Park is somewhat limited with that building there.
Yeah.
Looking back to the west, and if you increase the traffic, I mean, you're going to operate a business there. And if that takes off, there's going to be quite a bit more traffic.
Right.
The building is the issue.
Yeah.
Because you have no site.
And once I had I actually spoke with MoDOT, and there was when I first got in here, there was literally a foot and a half drop off 76.
Right.
Mail lady was, she was coming in sideways to get in there. When I had them, I contacted Mr. Jewsbury. He came out, they actually came out the next day. I was surprised. They caught me by surprise, pulled in there, full load base. I mean, at least full load. And the guy that was doing it at the time, the foreman there, when he finally saw it, he said the same thing. He couldn't believe, you know, that they hadn't got, actually somebody had taken the initiative to get this thing down. So that's when he had given me a phone number to a gentleman in Springfield, the right-of-way gentleman, Mr. Shelton. And that's kind of where I got started. And, you know, that they all act like it's the main concern is safety, safety, safety. You know, that's all I keep hearing, and I'm just kind of waiting to get an answer from them. That's
how much the building sets on the highway. You know?
That line right there, this line right here is not too far off.
Really?
If you move this a little bit this way, it kind of runs into this front edge, right, and then cuts off, you know, that.
Quite a bit better.
Yeah, it's not like it just touches it. It's a good chunk of it, and... you know, if they would just take it from us, it would make everything a lot easier in this, and it would help everybody. Because the reality is right now, everybody on Valley Park and everybody lives down there, no matter what, they've got to pull out of there. And it is unsafe no matter who you are. And if I could if I could help out by getting that changed, it, you know, that'd be my goal at this point. So.
It's unsafe, unsafer by pulling out of Valley Park than it is out of that parking lot if you're going to the left. Because you're crossing traffic
if
you pull out of that parking lot, you can see more crossing traffic going to the left.
The problem that I'm seeing and that it's going to happen is that, just a good example, if I, you know, I just bring, you know, 1-inch base or, you know, rock in there in that driveway, you know, when people go to pull out of there, they're going to spin. And it's already happened a couple times when I haven't been there. It looks like people have pulled, you know, turned around in there and then they've got on it because as soon as they go to get out of there. So, you know, it is a rough spot. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And that's why I really would like to figure out the most safest possible way to make it work.
I'm surprised the state hasn't made you move it being as it's on their easement anyway.
Right.
I'm not sure what the legal ramifications are.
All that stuff grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They went over our protein. You
know, I can only speak for myself, but I'd be way more comfortable if that garage wasn't there.
Right.
I would recommend you might consider trying to get that resolved before you get us to vote on it.
Right.
That's going to be my objection.
Yeah.
That building needs to go away.
Right. Does the county ever work with the state in these situations? Does anyone knows of? I mean, I'm trying to get everybody on, you know, the same page as far as the understanding as to why, not just somebody in an office that just says it's a numbers game. You know, I need someone to actually. I've got a foreman that's out, you know, said this is not good. You know, no matter how you look at it, it's not good. No matter what we do, or whether I did have a car lot, it's a bad deal. So
somebody works for the state.
Yeah.
We're going to carry way more weight than anybody would.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. So, I mean, that's where we stand right now. So I'll keep dealing with them. I guess I'll just get with you on. I mean, you just tell me what you think the best next step is for me, and what you guys think I need to. I mean, obviously, at this point, if I come back next time and the building's not moved, we're not going to be able to do anything at that point.
My opinion is it'd be a futile attempt, because I would hate to okay that in that location.
Can we give him a go-ahead, provided the building comes down? That way he can have us out of the way.
We can, I think.
I mean, you really have that ability.
We could grant him, if we determine to vote him in, we can do that, pursuant to that garage not being there.
Right. Yes.
Which, I mean, if I have to, I guess I'll take it down. It's one of those things, you know, the house was built in 25, so the garage itself, I don't know how long ago it was built, but it's, you can tell the oak and everything, and it's pretty darn old. So, you know, I think, I'm sure, like you guys said earlier, it's probably grandfathered in some way, shape, or form.
How big is it?
How big is the building itself? It measures out about 18, well, without the well house, about 18, about 13, 14 deep by 18 wide, around in there. It, you know, the well, and then the well house got a little extra attachment there. So, you know, it's a pretty good sized garage.
Yeah,
you know, it really is. And it's just, that's a shame. It's just in a funny spot there. The thing is, everybody knows about it too. A lot of the people, you know, a lot of the people I've talked to, like with the state, they all know about it, but no. Yeah, exactly.
Are you not wanting to take that building down yourself?
Well, I mean, we will if we have to, but we were hoping to get some compensation from the state. You know, whatever, you know how that goes. You can't expect much from them, but any would help. Yeah, especially if I was going to rebuild it. You know, I am possibly considering purchasing the property, so, you know, it would be in my best interest, no matter what, to make something happen. But, you know, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. So you guys think as long as I could get the building down, everybody would be okay with it? I mean, any other issues?
I'd be wanting to look at it. I don't know about approving contingency yet because there's
just trying to suggest that
nobody's
plans.
Building up, it may not pass.
Gotcha. So no, that's understandable.
Change the wording to where if it passes they would ask.
Well, that may help me, too, because if I can go back to Mr. Shelton up in Springfield and tell him that, you know, this business rides on whether or not you guys are willing to work with me, not to say that means too much, but, you know.
Like Mr. Caudill, as it is with that garage, I wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah. I understand. No, I totally understand. That's why I've been working hard on trying to get it moved, because I feel the same way. And I hate to be the one that's responsible if something would happen.
Well, I hope the state would help you with it.
And I'd hate to be the one that'd be sitting in my office there when somebody comes.
Come in there with you.
It's awful close, I can tell you that. You can feel the cars buzzing by. So, okay. Is that it for me then? We all good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll contact the state as soon as I can and see what I can get done.
Okay, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. He's actually on the right
way for the state. Yeah,
my question is, why should the state have to pay? Should MoDOT have to pay?
That's my opinion. MoDOT should not have to pay for that.
They're not buying any additional right of way.
Well, if they done like they did the one down at Proton by the state barn down there, where Gary Cunningham lived, see, they grandfathered all that in right there on the left, right there by the state barn. And if they grandfathered this in at some point, I can't see how they could do it.
They never widened the right of way at some point years ago, and that was already there.
That's what I mean.
A bunch of it, and he's still there. So.
That's what I mean. They've moved the road, but they grandfathered that in, so.
Well, if they said it was okay then, now it's not, then maybe they will help him. I don't know.
Well, it's still okay.
Yeah.
If you just leave it alone. But there's not many houses back there, but you create a lot more traffic flow, like Randy said.
Right.
Yeah. Then it's not so good.
It's a dangerous place to pull out.
I need it better to pull out the parking lot than there's a county road.
Well, there's not enough room there to turn around.
If you're going to the left,
cars in
you can see a lot more.
Yeah, that's what I...
There's not any room.
Going left, you can't run.
Put a fence across that walk in 76, they're going to pull in just off the edge of the road.
Well, I think we need to stipulate that. If it comes down to it, we're going to have to stipulate there's nothing exits out there.
Yes, because they will use that entrance.
Absolutely will.
Okay, anybody got anything else to talk about?
I got one question. When we approve these nightly rentals and we tell them they have to get approved by the fire department, does the fire department actually make them put sprinklers in these things?
It's my understanding that they have
been. Chief Single, yes.
Yeah.
Say that again?
According to Chief Single, yes.
They do.
And they go back and inspect them, mm-hmm. I believe, don't they, Randy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any nightly rental house.
They have not been doing
it. Well, if it falls within the Western District.
Yeah.
Of course, if it's within the Western District.
If it comes through here, if it don't come through here, they don't have
to. Don't come through here, they haven't what about East and Central? Don't know.
I don't
what they enforce. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Central's requiring sprinkler systems. I don't believe.
It's typically whoever has an adopted fire code.
I just forget where the line is.
Well, it's probably not going to be very much concerned in the Central or Eastern part anyway. It's going to be 86 this way.
Yeah, the tourism industry hasn't quite focused on Pro Tem yet.
No.
It's coming.
It is.
Just get Johnny Morris down.
I make a motion to adjourn.
We better adjourn.
I second it.
Before
I second it.
Everybody in favor?
All right.